Well, so pleased and honored right now to have with us one of the all-time great Cleveland Browns. He is Ozzie Newsome here at the league meetings in Palm Beach, Florida. Ozzie, welcome to the show.
Well, good. It's always a pleasure to get the opportunity to talk back to the good fans of Cleveland, Ohio.
And that's the thing, Oz. It's never changed, even though you are the architect of this Baltimore Ravens team, this rival team in the division. And that part of it, you know, you could always say Browns fans would have a hard time embracing, per se, but they never fail to embrace you. Hall of Famer and someone who's, anytime you talk Cleveland Browns, your name is in the conversation. Browns history, your name comes up in the conversation very quickly.
Well, you can't take away the 13 years that I had on the field there. All the success we had, going all the way back to Red Right 88, the drive, the fumble, and then the blowout, I guess that's what we call that third one. But there was a lot of success. We won a lot of football games, and then starting my career off as a non-player right there in that city. You know, you can't take that away. And I think that's what the fans appreciate. And those are things that I'll never forget because, again, that's the only team that I played for other than the University of Alabama.
Right. And what is it that I always try to ask guys who've played and especially had the chance to experience a success and some level of glory as part of it. And I know the ultimate was, you know, you didn't get that and you wanted that as far as a Super Bowl. But nonetheless, you went through some high times and great times there. What's your impression of the Cleveland fan base and its relationship with the team?
Well, you know, it's a great fan base, and it has been for years. They're very passionate about their football in the state of Ohio as well as in the northeast Ohio, the surrounding areas of Cleveland. They're very passionate about football. I think there's some impatience going on. And it has been since the Browns have come back. I think they're hungry for a winner. But in order to be a winner, it takes some patience. And if you continue to have turnover, it'll be tough to get any type of continuity with anybody. So they're a great fan base, but they need to be a little bit more patient, especially with this group that they have right now.
And talking about that group, Mike Holmgren is team president, Tom Heckert is general manager, Pat Shurmur is going to be entering his second year as head coach. I know you know these people well.
Yes.
Just your general thoughts on the group running the Browns.
Well, I think, you know, number one, I got the utmost respect for Mike Holmgren. He served on the committee with me when I first joined the competition committee, and so I got the opportunity to watch him firsthand, you know, how important football is to him, how much knowledge that he has about football. But I think, you know, the key is for the first time, everybody in that building is on the same page. You know, it's hard to compete with 31 other teams if everybody's not on the same page.
Right.
And I think Mike has that now with Pat, with Tom Herrick, bringing in Brad Childress, people like that, Dick Duron, Ray Rose. I mean, he's got a group of guys, and they all got success in their history, and I think they can bring that success to Cleveland.
Yeah, it is a lot of experience with people who have been former head coaches. You mentioned Rhodes and Duron and Holmgren, of course. That experience and expertise is not a trivial thing. It's important to have
in
the building.
No, what happens is it helps you be able to deal with the ups and the downs. You know, when you have a good year, then you don't, you know, make the mistakes, but, oh, my God, we one player away. And so, you make mistakes in your personnel decision or when you are struggling and things are not doing as well and you don't panic and change your plan. So those having that experience allows you to deal with the ups and downs of a season or during a season.
And Ozzie, when we think of the playing days and the impact you had, of course, that led to an induction in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, what does come to mind for you as far as favorite memories, things that just stand out to you?
Well, I can't not think about the very first touchdown I had as a rookie in the very first game. It was a end around, and when I turned the corner, I saw nothing but the dog pound, and I spiked the ball. So nothing will take that memory away. But, you know, just playing in all of the playoffs games, the passions of the fans, anytime the Steelers and the Bengals would come to town, even the Oilers back then, they were in our division. You know, just how electric the city could get, you know, how they would stand there with us. And then the other thing, I guess, the silence after the throw that was to me at Red Ride 88, how just, you know, 80,000 people who were cold just went silent, you know. It's unbelievable. So those things, you know, you just can't take away from it.
Ozzie Newsome, Pro Football Hall of Famer, former Cleveland Brown, and the current general manager of the Baltimore Ravens, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. At what point, Oz, did, as you, during the course of your playing career, and as long as an accomplished as it was, did the thoughts go to what you do now, that you had it in your mind that this could be something you do? And obviously you've done it extremely well. But let's start with just the idea of being a GM. When did that come into your thought, and who influenced that?
Well, it began with a career transition program that we had that was ran by Paul Warfield and Calvin Hill, who I worked basically at East Ohio Gas during the offseason in human resources. And I enjoyed that aspect of it. But toward the end of my career, had the art gave me the opportunity to stay on if I wanted to. And I told him I would only stay on if I stayed on the football side of it. And he allowed that. And I was really lucky. Ernie, of course, he was the GM. And he really took me under his wings. Bill Belichick was the head coach. Now, what two better guys to have as mentors than Ernie Accorsi and Bill Belichick for someone that has a willingness or want to learn the business? And I had that.
And when we think about the business of football, I know it's you know, it's on many levels and different layers, and you deal with so many different things in your capacity. But I guess the key thing, the thing that makes you sustainable and successful, is identifying the right guys to play this game and play it well. And I know there's probably not an easy answer to this question, but if you could kind of tell me how you formulate your thoughts and what are the basic tenets of identifying those right guys that you find.
Well, a lot have come from the mistakes we've made. You know, we got off on a good fit by taking Jonathan Ogden, and that was, you know, you always take the best available player on your board, you know, even though we had other needs. But, you know, you get to the point that, you know, while we were big with height, weight, and speed when I was with Bill, but when I got with Coach Marshall Broder, you get to the thing that you got to have a passion for the game. If you got a passion for anything in life, then you may not have the measurables to be able to do it, but that would overcome that. So those are some of the things. And I think the other thing that has helped us is that I try to make sure that everybody has a voice, that everybody has the ability to give me their opinion without being concerned that I may fire them if I disagree with them. You know, hey, everybody is entitled to their opinion. I have to make a decision. So I get the involvement of everybody in the in us trying to make personnel decisions. But I will go back to, we've learned a lot from our mistakes that have helped us to be successful.
And I've heard this from other personnel people that I know in this league who have had some great success, that you establish as much of a profile as you can because of core beliefs you have as an organization that a player should have. And I understand you're not dealing with robots, so they're human beings, and there are a lot of variables, but that there will be some basic consistency and threads at what specific positions, if not general athletes, that you want to wear the Ravens uniform.
Well, that's true, and well, that gets to, you know, your ability to watch tape. You know, you get a chance to watch the guy play in a game, and then you can see how he plays when he's ahead, how he's behind, when the, you know, game's on the line, right. A lot of different things like that. And so that's how we build that profile. But we also build it because of the successful people we've had. You know, try to find another Ray Lewis. You can't, but you know the attributes that Ray Lewis has. You know, sure, the attributes of a Shannon Sharp or Rod Woodson that we brought over. So we just try to use that also.
And Ozzie, the other thing that is so interesting, because we have Hanford Dixon on as a regular on this show, and I know how tight you guys are, and how close you've remained really with your Bernie Kosar, your former teammates, the camaraderie that was built, and you have, I know, personal life discussions with these guys on a regular basis, but football discussions as well.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I have a great understanding, a great appreciation for all of my teammates, whether with Cleveland or at the University of Alabama, because I know the price that they paid to become a player at the university, but even more so to make it to the National Football League. it's a tough thing to do. Mm-hmm. So I have an appreciation for that. And so a lot of the times I could just sit there and talk football with those guys, and they understand thoroughly what I'm talking about. It makes it fun, but, you know, it allows me the opportunity to vent or to get some things out from guys that are not going to necessarily judge me.
Right. It's because you got the trust.
Yeah, exactly.
These are like your family.
Yep. Exactly. So it's good in that sense. You know, the other thing that's happening now is a lot of the players that I play with now have sons. I mean, Chase Minifield is a guy that's in the draft this year. So, you know, there is some benefits to have played in the league and have been around good players, and it's starting to come back to us. I just have to make tough decisions at times.
It's a generational thing, like you said. And Ozzie, too, the division, the AFC North, is competitive. Some would argue the best in the NFL, or toughest in the NFL. And when it's looked at from a Browns perspective, how do you get past the Ravens? How do you get past the Steelers? Cincinnati's getting so much better now with their young quarterback, Andy Dalton. Just talk about just the general competition of that division.
Well, you know, number one, they've started in the right direction. They're playing very good defense. In order to win in the AFC North, you got to play good defense. Mm. The other thing, you know what? They got to make a decision on the quarterback. You know, we got Joe. Pittsburgh's got Ben. Cincinnati's got Andy. So you know what? They get that thing resolved, whether it's Colt or whoever else, whatever decision that they make. Mm-hmm. But if you get your quarterback that's going to be very competent, and you can play defense the way they played last year, then you'll be able to start to win games in the division. And you win games in the division, you can start to make it to the playoffs.
But as tough and as hard hitting a defensive division as there is, really, right? With all your teams, we look around and you're going to be hard pressed to find four teams that play that strong defensively.
You have to bring your hard hat. You know, when you play in the AFC North, you have to bring your hard hat. You know, the game is going to be played between the hashes a lot. You know, there's not a whole lot of finesse and gimmicks that goes along with it. It's football, and the way football is supposed to be played, and that's the way we play it in the AFC North.
You've been having so much fun on this job, and you've been at it a while here. It's still a lot of fun for you. How much longer can you even envision yourself doing this, or are they going to have to just pry you out of the building someday?
No. I'd like to win at least one more Super Bowl, and I talked to Steve about winning two more.
Owner, Steve Bisciotti.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the measuring stick, is our ability to win some Super Bowls. But I enjoy it. As I talk to the media back in Baltimore, I enjoy going to work every day. Mm. I have great people to work with. I enjoy my job. And when I get to the point that I don't, then that's when I'll step away.
Well, Ozzie, great stuff. And we thank you so much for taking the time to join us here.
Thank you, and I enjoy talking to you.
He is Ozzie Newsome, the Hall of Famer, former Brown, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.